this is your virtual Peter Kirk here. Today, I'm your guide to some of Kirkland's beauty, the waterfront and the parks. Our beautiful beaches and parks, home of many of our best memories, shaped lives for people for centuries. For hundreds of years, people made their home near Juanita Bay, calling it Wapato, for the wild potatoes which grew plentifully. Other Native Americans settled in the Yarrow Bay area. Here, let me show you. One of the early settlers, Harry French, built the first frame house in the community. Years later, during the 1970s, Lewis Marsh, who had been a Kirkland resident since 1905 and actively involved with Boeing, donated the land, now known as Marsh Park, to the city. Harry French and other early homesteaders used the lake for their boat-building businesses and to transport goods to Seattle. By 1910, Lake Street was a desirable business location. Ferry service to Seattle encouraged our residential growth as citizens commuted to work and wealthier Seattleites established vacation homes here. By the 1920s, a view from Lake Washington shows our town growing behind a commercial waterfront. Breaching the ship canal in 1916 caused Lake Washington to drop 9 feet over 3 months, leaving thick, smelly black goo in many backyards. The Forbes family had better luck than most. They were left with a sandy beach. In 1929, Les Forbes and his wife Alicia developed a beach resort along what is now Juanita Beach. Carloads of visitors crowded the resort, which was complete with an open-air kitchen, swimsuit rentals, and a large two-story early jukebox and maple dance floor. The Forbes Resort also offered canoe, sail, and motorboat rentals, and featured a water slide. In the beginning, admission to the resort was free. When the Forbes family charged 25 cents per picnic table, visitors sublet their tables. Charging 25 cents per carload resulted in customers combining several passengers into one car in order to enter the resort and save money. Finally, they tried a 10 cent per head admission to include parking, picnicking, and swimming. Thousands of people crowded the park at its peak, but the rainy climate and expensive liability insurance for the water slides and diving boards kept the family from ever making a fortune. Lesser known, but still lots of fun, was Shady Beach and Sandy Beach, just west of Juanita Beach. King County eventually purchased all three properties, and today they make up Kirkland's landmark Juanita Beach area. Waverly Park was known as Kirkland Tourist Park, or Auto Park in the 1920s. Used as a vacation site by people from Seattle, they especially enjoyed the campsites that would accommodate any size tent, an abundance of firewood, and swimming beach considered one of the finest in the country. By the late 1950s, our rural community emerged as a young city. The end of the war meant an end to the Lake Washington shipyard. Combined with the dismantling of the ferry service to Seattle, these changes shaped the future of our waterfront. A second bridge across the lake and a booming population continued to transform our fair city and its waterfront during the 1960s. From over Yarrow Bay, you can see the truck farms. As the lake became less of a resource for trade, it grew as a source of recreation. Activities such as our boat parade, which began in the 1960s, provided community enjoyment. Today, our city protects and shares two of Lake Washington's largest and most important wetland and wildlife resources. Parks with trees and grassy fields, walking trails, and the green necklace of Lake Washington. 9 public waterfront parks. In my day, the lake and forest provided transportation and food for survival. Nowadays, they offer beauty and recreation for enjoyment. Virtual Peter Kirk here, signing off for now. Cheerio!